Welcome to The Awakened Homeowner. Thinking about a new home or remodel, but feeling lost in a maze of decisions? You're in the right place. I'm William Reed, and for over three decades, I've coordinated the design and construction of hundreds of remodel and new home projects. I know the process can feel overwhelming, but trust me, you can do this. Here, we break it all down step by step so you can feel confident, empowered, and even excited about your project. No stress, no guesswork, just the guidance you need to bring your dream home to life. Let's dive in. All right, welcome back. We're going to continue on with our discovery series here with episode 3. And I guess I'll call this part 3 of the discovery series that I recommend you go through before you even pick up the phone or get on the internet and start hunting for architects. I call this the art of gathering, building a home that feels like you. This is all about collecting your dreams, visions, and ideas so that you can share all of your design preferences with your architect or designer. So we're going to take your personal profile and your property profile that we spoke about in episode 2. And now we're going to pile on top things that your architect and designer can be inspired by sharing your visions and ideas. So that's where we're at in the discovery series. And I know it's overwhelming. It can get so overwhelming that people can just get frozen up and not even continue on with their project. And we're not going to do that today. I'm going to try to share with you some strategies, some resources, and a way to organize all of your inspirations so that you can just get it done and not just get stuck in this abyss of online pictures and videos and so on. So that's the idea here, is to help you gather all of the information you need so that you can meet your expectations when it comes to the design aspects of your project. Again, I emphasize this is way before you talk to anybody about your project. This is you and your partner or your family getting it together, getting on the same page, if that's even possible. Sometimes it's not, but getting at least some focus, because what's going to happen after this is we're going to look at what delusions are out there in the world, and then we're going to look at budgeting again before we even talk about or start talking with any architects or designers. So that's where we're at today. So the very first step of sharing your dreams and visions is coming up with a narrative story about your new home or your remodel projects. You may recall in the personal profile, we came up with a narrative story about your family, your lifestyle, anything that you could have shared with them so they get to know you. And we coupled that with pictures of your family and as much information as possible so the architect got to know you. Now we're going to do the same thing with what we call the design statement. So a design statement is actually a term that's used in the world of design. And this is like a general overall summary of how you envision your new home and you living in your new home. Here's a quick example, and it can be much longer than this, but in my book, I wrote this. We envision our home to be a single-story, modern style with warm materials, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a comfortable place for our parents to visit for extended periods. A private office or workspace would be ideal for Jane as she works from home and has international calls at odd hours of the day. So this is just a snippet of what I think a design statement should be. You want to write a story. This is going to help your designers connect your lifestyle, your personal design preferences, your property, your personal profile, and they'll start putting the pieces together. So that's what a design statement is. Now, one thing as we're going to go through this design visions and ideas step is we're not going to get stuck in solutions. This is where a lot of homeowners get jammed up. I call it getting stuck in the mud. You run around your house. If you're doing a remodel project, you start running around your house and you start, oh, we could put the bedroom here. We could put the bathroom there. We could extend out here, extend back there. Or if you're building a new home, you're running around your lot thinking you know what you're doing. You know generally what views you like, what style of home or size of home, but you start deciding where you think you want to put it on the lot and so on. And you just go on and on. This can really freeze you up and prevent you from pursuing the project at all sometimes. So don't worry about the solutions. Worry about the desires that you have. Worry about this lifestyle that you want in your home and describe that to your architect and designer. This is where the design statement comes into play. You'll eventually, as we drill down deeper, you're going to have your own ideas, and you probably have your own ideas right now. But again, we're going to put those to the side right now, and we're going to start collecting inspirations and ideas and visions for your project. So the word inspiration is really just something, a visual that sparks you, that connects you, that connects to you, that you enjoy. So this could be a visual picture of the outside of a home. It could be the interior of a home. It could be a particular lot. Anything that inspires you, that makes you feel good, makes you feel like that's what I want, is what inspirations are. Inspirations are not necessarily, I like that particular cabinet style, or that marble looks really wonderful, or gosh, the window design on this project, this house is great. These are more details. What we want to do with inspirations is just save the images that grab you. And the reason I emphasize this is because, again, this is where people get hung up. They start drilling into it, looking up this particular project, getting into the details, so on. So you don't want to go there yet. Now, you can if you want later, but right now, to get momentum, to get traction, we just want to be able to start saving inspirations. Now, there's ways to do this, and you've probably heard about a lot of these ideas, and I'm just going to reiterate some of them. It's not rocket science, but it's how you go about doing it so that you don't get hung up and overwhelmed. So one of the online applications out there is Pinterest, and Pinterest has been around quite a while now, and it's actually a very useful tool for not just home design, but just about everything in life. If you've never used Pinterest, I'd recommend that you give it a try. And we're going to use a couple different applications. Pinterest is definitely one that everybody, most people know about, most designers know about, especially interior designers and architects. So go in there and create an account and start searching for images of homes that you think you like. Now, you may not know what you don't know, and you may not know what you like, but you must have seen a picture or two, or you must know a particular style of home that you like, or style of kitchen or bathroom that you like. And for example, you could type in white modern kitchens or modern farmhouse home. Then you can get into more detail by your searches. Now, what Pinterest is going to do is it's going to populate your screen with matches. And it's pretty amazing how powerful and how accurate the matches are. Now, what you're going to want to do is create boards. So you'll have to go in there and learn how to do that. But you create a board, and you could create it as simple as the Jones Project. And what I would recommend is create several boards. Create one for exterior, one for interior, one for kitchens, baths, landscaping, so on. Organize your project the way you'd like. Generally, it's from exterior, interior, and then by room. And this gives you a way to organize your project so that you don't get lost. Now, what you're going to find is once you start saving images to your boards, Pinterest is going to feed you more images and more images. The more you select them and like them and save them, the more it's going to understand what style you like. And then you're also going to become educated. So you're going to say, oh, I love this home. You don't know why you love it. You may like the colors, you just the feel of it. But then what you're going to find out is you're going to find out later in this process, what style is it? What architectural style is it? that's used in the industry. Usually when you click on that particular picture, you can go visit that website and it starts telling you about the style of that home or even the colors used and so on. But we'll get to that later. Now, I spent some time on YouTube, and if you haven't gone to YouTube lately, I recommend you go into YouTube and type in how to use Pinterest for designing a home. And there's some great designers on there that are showing you how to do it. So you can streamline right to that and learn how to use Pinterest properly. Because here's the secret about some of these tools. You'll be able to share these boards with your potential designer candidates. So what's going to happen is you're going to create some boards. You can start simple at first. You can always keep going back and keep going back. But you're going to create these boards, and then you're going to be able to copy and paste the links to these boards and share these links. And we'll probably copy and paste them into a document. That's our, what I keep calling our project package or report that we're going to send to architects. And this is a really powerful tool because once that link is sent to somebody and you keep adding to it or deleting from it, it'll just keep updating it. So the next time your architect goes into that, they'll see more images. Another great feature is you can make comments, whether private or public comments on the picture. So you can say what you like and dislike about a particular picture. So that's Pinterest. Now, there's another application called houzz.com, and it's very similar to Pinterest. Once you make an account, you start searching for projects. In their case, they call them idea books, I believe. You create idea books. So same thing as Pinterest boards, you can do the same thing in-house. This is an interesting tool because not only can you do the same functions as you do in Pinterest by organizing your idea books by room or area, but once you click on those images, you'll see who designed the project. So houses specific to home design and construction, you'll see who built the project, who designed the project, and you'll see people commenting on that particular project, asking questions, and some of the people online will answer them. So houses, kind of like Pinterest, but specific to home building and remodeling. So you could start with house and go there, but I have found that Pinterest has, it just seems to be more intelligent, and it starts to feed you more and more of things that you're probably going to. Now, another thing about house, why it's worth investing the time, is eventually you'll be able to search for architects and contractors in your particular area that have joined house. Now, a lot of design and construction professionals have joined house, so you can kill two birds with one stone there. We're not ready to do that yet, but again, if you start searching for design professionals in your particular area and see their portfolio, because what architects and contractors do is they upload their portfolios to their house account, and you can start seeing their projects that they're doing in your area. Now, this is going to be really valuable because usually companies that spend the time on house uploading their projects and updating their profile are generally more, probably a more professional company than some of the other ones out there. Not to say that people that don't use house are not professional, because in some cases, really good contractors and architects don't even need it, frankly. But this is a really good start. So what's cool about house is you can do both there. So you can create your idea books on house, you can create your Pinterest boards on Pinterest, and you can share from either platform, you can share. So for example, on house, if you found a contractor or you found an architect you liked on house, you can share your idea book directly to them. So I think that's a really cool feature. Another source, there's a lot of websites out there that sell home plans, like pre-packaged home plans. I'm not necessarily a big fan of them because they do feel like home packaged plans, but there's a lot out there. And one of the things that you can really learn is what architectural styles are appealing to you. So in the home plan websites, you're going to see them organized by all different angles, style, the size of the home, and so on. If you're building a new home, or even if you're doing a major renovation where you're planning to update the facade of the house, I'd recommend you dig into a few home plans websites, and you can look them up online, just say home plans for sale or something, and there's just a million of them. There's even some with AI tools in there that are really helpful. You're going to get a lot of inspiration.
All right, quick reminder, everybody. Everything we're talking about today and so much more is in the Awaken Homeowner book. At less than 0.1% of your project cost, it's the best investment you'll make. Grab your copy on Amazon and keep it by your side throughout your entire project. Trust me, you'll refer to it again and again.
Now, another one is your neighborhood inspiration. So I know in dealing with hundreds or thousands of homeowners over the years, many, I would say a large percentage of people have walked their neighborhood or their area and see homes being built or remodeled and liked them and said, oh, I really like what they're doing there. And what you can do with this one is you can write down the address. You can go to like Zillow.com or Realtor.com or Homes.com, one of those. Look it up and provide that link to your architect. Now, it may not be relevant if the pictures on Zillow or Realtor may be old pictures. So it's not a bad idea to take a picture of the outside of a home that you see in your neighborhood that you like. Now, there's some side benefits to taking this approach too that's going to help us way down later in the process. And that is, if you see a home that you like, maybe it's even under construction and it's maybe towards the tail end of construction, you can find out who the contractor is. You can find out who the architect is. You can do all sorts of things if the project is under construction. And if you have the courage, you can knock on the door and talk with the owner and ask them how their project went and so on. So that's kind of like an added gain here, but we're not really ready to do that. But it can't hurt to start building up these lists of names that are working in your neighborhood, that are doing projects that you like. So I call it the neighborhood inspiration. And that's a really good way to get inspiration for your project while simultaneously beginning the hunt for architects and contractors. There's another angle too, and that's using some of the AI tools. I know we hear this word all the AI. But one thing I've discovered is if I saw an image of something I like, let's say I have a house that I copied and pasted off a website, or I took a picture of a home in the neighborhood and I upload that into Google Images. So if you just go to You just search for Google Images. It looks just like Google, but what you do is you drop a picture and you say, find images that are the same or similar. And then it's going to deliver to you pictures of homes that are similar to it. It's actually pretty amazing. And then what you can do is you can save those images to your bookmarks or copy them out of the website and drop them into a folder on your computer and save them. This is a way to cut through all of the just millions of things out there and get to the style that you like, and then look at comparable homes to gain more inspiration and share your style with your architect. I also ran into another search engine. It's called Perplexity. What's great about Perplexity is you can continuous search. So you could type in modern contemporary home with basement, or you could type in traditional farmhouse, barn dominium, or you can type whatever you want. Show me pictures of traditional French country homes. And it'll show you those. It'll also tell you what a French country home is. It'll show you pictures and it'll have links to particular websites that are out in the world that you can look at. Then you could continue the search and expand on it. Show me French country homes in my zip code, 91234, and it will search for that particular style of home in your zip code, and you can go further and further. So rather than just one search result, it's a string of searches and results that can refine and refine your goal. You can even say, present to me a list of architects that specialize in French country architecture in my zip code. Now you're really getting into details. I don't know what the results of that will be. But again, you get the point, is Perplexity, and there's other ones out there too, that can help you really keep drilling and drilling down. So within 5 minutes, you can have images and websites of the style that you like. You can have a list of maybe some of the homes in your neighborhood. You could have a list of architects, maybe even a list of contractors in your area. Again, we're still on the inspiration mode, but to maximize the efficiency of the time you're spending, think about this. They call it conversational searching. So give that a shot. Couple kind of principles about this. Don't worry if you can't explain why you like a picture. This is another hang up people get. It's just get over it and save it, basically. And you'll be able to go back to it and edit it and delete it or whatever you want to do, but just keep going and just keep scrolling. And if you like it, save it. And then when you get up to 200 or 300 pictures, quit. Hopefully you don't have to do that many. But so that's the idea, is to don't worry about why you like something. You're going to find out is you've developed a pattern, and your architects will see that the second you show them your portfolio, your inspiration portfolio, they're going to immediately get a sense and see a pattern in the style and the look and feel. It almost always happens. Now, once in a while, if you get two spouses that completely disagree on the architectural style or the interior style, then you usually see a more of a mishmash and some blending of ideas. And that's usually what happens with an architect. They take that information and they start to blend that, so it's a finished design, interior, exterior, that both parties like. So that is a snapshot of what you can do to start gathering your inspirations. So in review, inspirations are just images and homes and interiors that spark you. Something's talking to you that says, I really like it. Dive into just a handful of applications so that you don't get too overwhelmed. Pinterest, build your boards. House, build your idea books. Home plan websites if you're building a new home. Neighborhood inspiration, that's one of my favorites. And then some of those AI tools out there. There's even some AI tools out there where you can upload a picture of your living room and then tell it to make it more modern. If you want to get into that, all the more power to you. But this podcast and niche is really for people that don't have unlimited time necessarily to do this. Although if you do have unlimited time, that's even better. The idea here is to give you the basic tools so that you can hand off a valuable package to your architect. So that's that segment there. What we're going to move into now is when you go to actually share this information with your architects and your designers and your contractors, one of the things you're going to want to do is you can have your Pinterest link, you can have your house link, you can have links to the plans that you like, and you can be saving bookmarks from Perplexity or Google. So you can actually just assemble all of these links into a document. This idea here is to have a simple resource for people to look at. If you're going to do this on your own, this is probably the best way to do it. In the app I'm developing called BuildQuest, there'll be basically a tool, and it's going to be called Vision Spec, where you'll be able to do all of the activities in Pinterest and House and AI generated resources and results within one system. So you'll be able to create what I call Vision Spec. Vision being the inspirations, spec eventually being the thing that we'll be able to use, the tool we'll be able to use to build a set of specifications for your project. But that's down the road. So when you go to share these ideas, remember, we don't want to over-direct the design, shall we say. We don't want to handcuff our designers and say, this is exactly what I want. I don't want to consider anything else. You're feeding the designers. You're giving them something to latch onto, to sink their teeth into, and then come back to you with their own interpretation of your style, your vision, your personal profile, the property, and now they've got some visibility to your design desires. One of the mistakes homeowners make is they put too much emphasis on the style and even the colors and everything that they want, to a point that I call it handcuffing a designer. And what the result of this is, they regurgitate what you provided them. And you don't want that. You don't want to direct the design too much, even though it's very tempting. You want to do the mic drop, just give them the information, walk away, and let them come back to you. I guarantee you, if you hunted down a qualified architect, you're going to be surprised at what they come up with and probably very happy. So let it be and let them do their job. So that's the tips there. So we're going to put it all into a shareable package for them so they get a sense, again, of everything that you're about. It could be literally an email with links. If you want to get creative, create a little Google Doc or a Word doc or something and assemble your links together there. And that's all you need to do. In closing, as I get towards the end of this episode, we've now coupled, and I know I keep repeating myself, but it's really important that we're coupling personal profile, property profile, and now your dreams and your visions and your ideas into this package. We're not quite done with this package yet, but we're now ready to show. We're not quite ready, but we're now prepared to show an architect or designer what you're all about. Your homework right now is write a one paragraph design statement. Get creative. Have fun with it. Can't take that much time. It could be specific to your property or your lot that you're purchasing or your experience. But most importantly, it's about you dreaming, you sharing your dream. Everybody uses the word, I'm dream home, my dream home. Even I used it in the title of the book. But share your dream. A lot of times you wake up from a dream and you forgot what it was. This one's not. This one's pretty stuck in your brain, I'm sure. So write a story about your dream home. I wish I could have a wood shop. My dream is to have a wood shop in the basement, 9-car garage, and a 1,600 square foot craft room to create all of my things that I create. Just get into as much detail as you possibly can. And they're going to pluck out, your architects are going to pluck out all of the things that you say in that dream house, and they're going to convert it into the programming of the project. So we know we need a shop, we need a craft room, we need an in-law quarter, we need a 9-car garage, things like that. Start your inspiration boards online. Really the best way nowadays. I think I've heard somebody once in a while still ripping out magazine pages, but that's so old school. Create your inspiration boards online. Don't get too nuts on that. Inspiration, sparks, save the sparks. We'll get into the details later. Find some plans online that maybe you like. Floor plans, you can look at the floor plans. And visit your neighborhood. Go around your neighborhood. We're going to tap into that neighborhood search thing later and how that's going to be really valuable. Remember, you don't have to figure it all out now. The idea is to really just gather the information. And what I think you're going to find that happens is there's going to be a certain amount of relief because now you're starting to learn the style that you like. And after looking at many homes and looking at floor plans and looking at your neighbors' houses, you're going to start to get a sense of how big of your home you want it to be, how many bedrooms, configurations of the rooms, and so on. Thanks for joining me today on The Awakened Homeowner. Remember, the more clearly you can communicate your dreams, the closer you are to living in a home that feels just right. If you found today's episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you're ready for a full step-by-step guide to navigating your entire home building or remodeling journey, don't be shy and pick up my new book, The Awakened Homeowner. It really is packed with a ton of knowledge all the way through a project. You'll be able to just hold on to this book and learn a lot from it as you start going through it. And that's what we are up to today. So thanks again. My name's Bill Reed, and this is the Awaken Homeowner Show.
Thanks for tuning into the Awaken Homeowner. Remember, you've got the power to take control of your project from day one. If you're ready to dive deeper, grab the Awaken Homeowner book on Amazon. It's your roadmap to success. Join our community at theawakenhomeowner.com and download our free story, The Tale of Two Homeowners. And here's something exciting. I'm developing an app called BuildQuest that's going to revolutionize how you plan and manage your project. Visit buildquest.co to become a founding member and test drive the app when it launches. Follow us on social media and hit that subscribe button. All the links are in the show notes and bio. Got questions? I'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Reed. You got this.